Exodus chapter 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim had done for Moses and for Israel his people, and that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land, and the name of the other was Eleazar, for the Elohim of my father, said he, was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim. And he said to Moses, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am come to you, and your wife, and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and bowed before him, and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahweh had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them along the way, and how Yahweh delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which Yahweh had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be Yahweh, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all Elohim. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim. And Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before Yahweh. And it came to pass on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that you do to the people? Why do you sit by yourself alone, and all the people stand with you from morning to evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, Because the people come to me to inquire of Yahweh. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of Yahweh and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said to him, The thing that you do is not good. You will surely wear away, both you and this people that are with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and Yahweh shall be with you. Be you for the people a representative of Yahweh, that you may bring the causes to Yahweh, and you shall teach them ordinances and laws. You shall show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Yahweh, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for yourself, and they shall bear the burden with you. If you shall do this thing, and Yahweh command you so, then you shall be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. And so Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way to his own land. End of chapter.